today. Bezrat Hashem, we're going to move on to the Sukkah of Galus. Let's take a look at the Gemara in Daf Beis Amud Beis, top of the page. The Gemara says, "Made man of Bishponu Shukayv Galus Menohani Mili Amar Reish Lakish to Amar Kra Hu Yonos El Achas Ha'orim Hu Velo Zomin." And Rav Yochanan Amar Kavachomer Mahu Sheosa Ma'isa Bemezid Eino Goles. So if the Rotseach did. He does. If he kills the guy b'mezid, he doesn't go to galus. Hain shelo asu ma'isa b'mezid, ein odin shelo yiklu. They who did not even do a ma'isa b'mezid. So if the rotzei b'shot b'mezid is not going to galus, certainly they should not be chayv galus. And then the Gemara says, no, he no senes. Who shas a ma'isa b'mezid lo yiklu tihechad lo avle kapara. Hain shalosamai said, Nami, liglu, kiheche de la havalu kapara. Ela machvarta kidereish lakish. So let's spend a moment or two on Rav Yochanan before we get to Reish Lakish. So, what is Rav Yochanan's kalvachom? He thinks that the eight zom should not go to galus based on a kalvachomer. What's the kalvachomer? Those who did the kill the mazid, what? They don't go to galus. So the eight zomim who did a bad thing, they're bad men. They are bad people. Did they do it the mazid? Yes. But they didn't do a maisa. So they certainly should not go to galus. Unlike the rotzer pishoge who does go to galus. He is not as bad. Why is he not as bad? Because he did a b'shogeg. In other words, yeah, he did a ma'isa. But the ma'isa was a ma'isa b'shogeg. So that's lenient. So that punishment is appropriate. But to go ahead and say that they should go to galus when a rotzer b'mezid doesn't go to galus, so that, no way. That doesn't make any sense. That is the Kal V'chomer. And then the Gemara rejects the Kal V'chomer. What's the rejection of the Kal V'chomer? So the rejection is, no. Who saw some ma'isa b'mezid lo liglu k'ed lo davi kapara? Hein saw some ma'isa b'mezid nami liglu k'ed lo havalu kapara. So what's the rejection of the Kal V'chomer?
Who is the who saw some ma'isa b'mezid? Is it
the Rotseach b'mezid. The Rotseach b'mezid. So what's the, in other words, I just want to understand, what's the Havamin Rav Yochanan to think this is a Kal V'chomer, and what's the maskanas Rav Yochanan to say it's not a Kal V'chomer? Yes.
As far as
no.
Goddess is a kapara. It's a nice thing.
Havamina maskana. The havamina held X. The maskana held Y. No, having maskana.
Goddess is worse. The havamina that's considering is it?
Havamina maskana. What is the Havamina? I'm asking such an easy question. Just answer the easy question. What's the Havamina think that Galus is?
Think that Galus is some high-level punishment.
Galus and the Havamina is an Onesh.
So the
Havamina thinks it's an Onesh.
Yeah.
And since the Havamina thinks it's an Onesh, and the Rotzei B'mezid is not getting this Onesh, so certainly an Eitz Zomim should not get the Onesh. Kamashmalan, it's not an Onesh, it's a Kapara. And therefore, as a Kapara, the worse you are, the more likely you should get it, or the less likely you should get it. The less likely you should get it, because sometimes your Avera is so heinous and so big, you're not entitled to Kapara. So the fact that the Mezid does not get Gullus is because he's not entitled to kapara. Masha Enke, maybe they are entitled to a kapara. So the Maskanas HaGemara, according to within Rav Yochanan, is it's a kapara. Since it's a kapara, you can't use the Kal V'chomer to tell me why the Eim Zom do not get galus. Maybe they should get galus. And now the Gemara says, apparently, Machvarta Kedashim Eikara, we pass a great Shlokish. And if I were to ask you, therefore, why did the Eim Zom not go to galus? The answer is because the Pasuk says, Who Yanus Velo Eidem Zomim? Okay, Avimeth.
So in the
Hami, the Gemara is proposing that the onish of galus is stronger than mezid or less than mezid.
In the Hami, the Gemara is proposing that galus is an onish.
But stronger than mezid.
I don't understand what you're talking about.
We're making the kalachomer that if.
No, that mezid, a rotsep, a mezid, is more culpable than a rotsep, than an eight zomim. And if the and therefore, if the rotzeach the mezid doesn't go to galus, so certainly eight zomim shouldn't go to galus. Rotzeach b'shogi.
Because
he's less culpable because he did it b'shogi.
According to that, who would ever get it?
What?
According to that, who would ever get galus?
I don't understand.
According to that, if Rotzeach b'shogi is somebody who has such a high level onus, such a high level he's a bad person, he won't even get galus, which is...
He will get galus.
No.
Let's say b'mezid?
In the Havamina, right? I'll be saying, so who would ever get galus?
Rotzeach b'shogi gets galus.
No. In the Havamina, then it's...
Rotzeach b'shogi.
But
I know
that
doesn't
work with
the Why not?
Less
noble.
Why not?
It's less.
What's less?
A shogeg
rotzeach. A shogeg rotzeach. No, I would say a shogeg
rotzeach.
I don't know that.
It's less.
Who says?
That would also fall into the category. I mean, shogeg.
Again. One second. I don't know. Eight zomim on the one hand has a tzad that he's more chamur. Because he's amazed, and has a tzad that he's less chamor because he didn't do a maisa. So I don't know where.
Starting off at the point of Rotzeach b'mezid doesn't even go to galus.
Let's say b'mezid doesn't go to galus. Let's say b'shogeg does go to galus.
Rotzeach b'mezid gets killed though, so it's not.
You're asking. I see this. Now I see this. You're asking. You're asking why does the Rotzeach b'shogeg not slug up the kal v'chomer? If you tell me it's pure, if you tell me it's pure onesh, if we're in the world of pure onesh, and the kal v'chomer is built on mezid is more chomer, and he's not getting onesh, therefore rotzeach b'shogeg, therefore eight zomim doesn't get onesh, but clearly a rotzeach b'mezid is more chomer than rotzeach b'shogeg, and therefore why is rotzeach b'shogeg getting this onesh in havri? That I understand. That's a good question. I have to think about it. I don't have an answer off the cuff. And that's a good question. And clearly, I don't know. Good question. That's a good question. But we'll hold off on that. But Lamaskana, what's the Maskana? So Gemara, what is the nature of Galus? Galus is Kapara. And a Mezid is not entitled to Kapara. A Shogeg is entitled to Kapara. And perhaps a zomim is also perhaps not entitled to a kapara, perhaps. Okay, but clearly the Gemara is saying that the character of galus is kapara. And with that in mind, we take a look at another Gemara. Let's just see the next Gemara. So next Gemara, I asked you to take a look, quick look at the Gemara. We already saw the Gemara about Ula. Skip to the Tana Rabbanan. Dalad dvarim nemru be'edin zom ein as megrish mechalutza ein gol ner miklat ein mishamas hakoifer ve'ein im karm be'evet ivri mishum rabbi kiva omer afei mishama pi'atz. We'll discuss all these cases later this week. Ein as megrish mechalutza k'da armen ein gol ner miklat k'da armen ein mishamas hakoifer. So what's the case? Do we all know what the case of kofer is?
Yeah.
We all know what the case of kofer is. Yeshua went ahead and killed someone. So in lieu of so you're really chayv misa in lieu of chayv misa you pay a sum. So that's called a kofir. So the Gemara tells us that ein edim zom that testify that this fella sure killed someone, they don't have to pay kofir. Why? Because the Gemara says kufra kapara kofir is a kapara and hani la b'nei kapara ninu, and the edim zomim are not considered to be b'nei kapara. And that is the that's the line of the Gemara. We're going to spend tomorrow's shiur discussing that line of the Gemara. But clearly, the Gemara says, look at Rashi over here, kufra kapara. Towards the end of the thin lines, lechaper al zeh shoharag shora esa adam v'hani the eden labnei kapar ninu. Why shoharag shoram adam? They're not b'nei kapara because their animal didn't kill anyone. So they're not subject to kapara. If you're not subject to kapara, then you're not subject to the din of kasher zamam. Kapara is not subject to kasher zamam. Okay? That is this line of the Gemara. And in light of that line of the Gemara, the Ritva and the Ramban ask very clear and obvious questions. And they say, very strong question, the Ramban writes on that sugya, kasara kufra kapara, kvar pirashti b'mishnah v'kashuli kolos, nami kapara hu, v'tepel mishnah d'labnei kapara ninu. So what's the kash the Ramban's asking?
He's saying, why do you need the whole
kapara? Why do I need a pasuk? Why do I need a pasuk of the who? We just established in the Gemara within Rabbi Yochanan that Golos is a kapara. We established by the sugi of Kufra kapara that when it comes to kapara, kapara is not subject to kasher zamam. Hani la b'nei kapara ninu hare lo shoram lo haragish lo haragodam. So to hear they didn't kill anyone, so they shouldn't be chayav kapara. Why read a pasuk? I have a simple svara of hani la b'nei kapara ninu. Just as an aside, what is a stronger limud? Svara or pasuk? So if you are correct that pasuk is a stronger limud, then the Ramban has no kasha. Then there's no kasha. I have a pasuk.
You don't need a pasuk.
So which is a stronger limud? Svara or kapara? Or pasuk, sorry. Which is a stronger limud? A svara or a pasuk?
Strong enough, they don't even need a pasuk to support it.
So the answer is, they're the same. They're the same. Can you give me one of the Yud Gimel Midos that is Svara? Kal v'chomer. Kal v'chomer is one of the Yud Gimel Midos Shatorin Dresben. It's Svara. And that's a good, bona fide, 100% Doraisa Limud. Svara and Pasuk are the same. So which one is preferable? Svara or Pasuk if they are the same? The answer is Svara is preferable. Why is Svara preferable? Because there are no extra words in the Torah. If there are no extra words in the Torah, that means that we have a rule called the law of conservation of pasuk. And if I don't need the pasuk, then I'm not going to write the pasuk. And if I can derive the same exact halacha with a svara, that will be preferred because of the law of conservation of pasuk, because there are no extra psukim in the Torah. And that's why the Gemara throughout Shas will say something like the following. Svarahi lama likra. If I can learn out the din from a svara, I don't need the pasuk. Why do you bring the pasuk if I can get it from a svara? And svara is a limud d'oraisa. That's a good limud d'oraisa. So here the Ramban is saying, I have a svara of hani la b'nei kaparnin. Once I have that svara, lama likra. Why do I need the pasuk? Says the Ramban. Apparently, he is going to relearn the Gemara we just saw. The Ika Lameimer, and I want you to understand what the Ramban is saying. Jacob Rothman, no yawning. You did. A big one. It was a big one. It was a big one. The Ika Lameimer. Hasam nami la'adam masur dino. Shim yatsa chutz letchum neherak. So what's the Ramban saying? What does that mean? There's a very significant Ramban. La Adam Masurdina. But what you're right, 100%. Not a full kapara. What does it mean, La Adam Masurdina? He has an element of punishment that is in whose hands? In an outsider's hands. In a Bezdin's hands. Tahainu. Im Yatza Chutz Latchum, what's going to happen to him? He's going to get killed. Therefore, okay, so stop there. What is that saying in Lumbus? What is it saying in Lumbus? Give me your paradigmatic, I'm going to quote, Onesh, that's kapara. But I don't mean Onesh. I don't mean Onesh. What's your classic Avera response that's a kapara? Classic. What? No. Not Misa. Misa's an onish. That's not clap. What? Carbon is the answer. Carbon is a kapara. Is Bezdin going to be mechayev me in a carbon? Are they going to compel me to bring the carbon? No, I don't think so. If I choose to bring the carbon, I will get the benefits of the carbon, which is kapar. But let's say I don't want to bring the carbon. Okay. It's carbon is beini levein atzmi. It's between me and God. If I want to bring it, I'll bring it. I'll get my kapara. If I don't want to bring it, I won't get a kapara. Beis Din is not going to become entangled. It's not moser la'adam. What's the chiddush of the Ramban? That galus will have human entanglement. It's moser bidei adam, and as a result of being moser bidei adam, how would you characterize galus? I would characterize it as? No. Not correct, because what does the Gemara say? It's a kapara. It could be, it's both. It's both. It's both. It has a quality of onesh, v'haraya maser lidei adam, but it also has a quality of kapara. So would it be appropriate now to invoke the din of hani labene kaparninu? Insufficient, because it has an onesh element, and therefore you can't just rely on that svara. You need a pasuk hu. What is, in what sense is it maser lidei adam? Is that he's going to be sent to where? He's going to be sent to galus, and if he leaves galus, he's going to get, he can get killed. Now, why is the goel hadam allowed to kill? Why is the goel hadam allowed to kill a guy who leaves galus? I could think of one, two, three possibilities. Yes?
One possibility is really he should die, he's just in a safe spot.
Okay, so one possibility, there's an element to him that's chayv misa. He killed someone, he should get killed, and the Torah gave him a rachmanas and gave him a safe haven, because he's only a shogeg, but be'etzem he's chayv misa. And therefore, if he leaves that safe haven, he's going to, in which case, if that's true, what is the goel hadam? Who does the goel hadam work for?
Bezin.
In other words, this guy has a chiv misa, he works for Bezin, and the goel hadam is just the long arm of Bezin. In fact, the Rambam says the goel hadam doesn't want to do it. Then who will do it? Bezin might do it. Bezin might be able to do it. The goel hadam is the long arm of Bezin. That might be the shita of Rav Yosef Aglili. Because what did Rav Yosef Aglili say on Daf Yud Aleph Beis? Mitzvah biyad gol adam. Why mitzvah biyad gol adam? Because we want to make sure this guy has a punishment on his hands. Who enforces punishments? Bezdin. What's going to be the vehicle of Bezdin enforcing the punishment? If he leaves, he gets killed. So golus becomes an onus enforced by the gol adam as the long arm Bezdin. If a mitzvah biyad gol adam, they have to go ahead and do so. There'll be sugyas that you learn. It's a Shem Daf Yud Beis. Let's say a son is a goel hadam of his own father. Let's say the father killed a brother, and now the son's a goel hadam of his own father. Can the son be a goel hadam against his own father and kill his father? You'll tell me, what? He's going to kill his father? What are you talking about? The answer is, according to Yosef Lili, could be yes. Why? Because he's got now a mitzvah of goel hadam that'll override the mitzvah of kibud av va'em. Could very well be, hands down. Hands down. Now, that's one possibility. What's another possibility?
The punishment for
leaving and our miklat is death. Or, I would say differently, is we want to keep Minir miklat. So this is just a way to keep Minir miklat. And the punishment is Ir miklat. And this is how we enforce that punishment. The other possibility, which is in Mishonim, is that the Goel Adam, and this maybe is Rabbi Akiva Shita, I don't know. I'm not sure. I have to take it so far. But the Goel Adam, in the same sense that, is there any Torah personality that the Torah says, you know what, your Yetzirah is so strong, even though you shouldn't do it, we're going to give you a pass? A, it's just your fast Torah. Maybe this is another example. Your brother just got murdered. This guy was reckless murdering your brother. You know what? We're going to give you a tour if you end up killing the guy because the Torah understands the human condition. Perhaps. Different. That wouldn't be mitzvah. That would not be mitzvah. That would be according to Rabbi Akiva, who says it's a reshus. No, that's machlokes in the Gemara. Okay, hands down. That's all background. Hands down. Now back to the Ramban. So Ramban says, ulafichach, haya efshe lomar shezeh yigle v'yamod ba'oso safek, mishamachik ali rachmana bey hu v'lo zomen. Because of this, we would have thought in Havamina to put the Ein Zomen in Galus, and they would be also ba'oso safek. What does it mean, ba'oso safek? What's the suffix that the Gola, that the Reb Sefer Shog would be in? If he leaves Ir Miklat, he's going to get, he can get killed. So says the Ramban, put the Gola, the Ein Zom in the same position, send them to Ir Miklat, and if they leave, then what's going to happen to them? They'll also be living a life of Navana, they'll be life of suffix. And maybe then, given the same exact punishment, because there's an element of punishment, kamash on the pasuk. So it comes along the Hagos on the Ramban. The Ramban has footnotes. I will, as I do the Hagos, I'll get it in again. And the Hagos are written by Rav Isser Zalman Meltzer Zatzal. And he has a little ha'aros on the Ramban. He published the Ramban with a little ha'aros. And he writes over here, I don't get it. This Ramban is exceptionally tzarich in. And he says, the Ramban, what, you're going to go ahead and put the Rotzeh, you're going to put the Ein Zomen into Galus? With the vision that they're now also going to be the same suffix as the Rotzeh B'Shogeg? Wait a second. The Rotzeh B'Shogeg, there's a Gol Adam in the picture. And if he leaves the Mikra, the Gol Adam's going to do what? He's going to kill him. But the Ein Zomen have no... There is no Goel Hadam. And if there is no Goel Hadam, if there's no Goel Hadam, how can the Ramban say they're going to be Omed but also suffering? Look at the language of the Hagos. Kasha. Daha ein lahem Goel Hadam. V'kamil l'kaban daf al yilav mebeis. K'rabi Akiva. D'dafka Goel Hadam. V'tzarechiyun. It's only the Gol Adam that has a ability to kill him. He's the only one that has such a heter. And these Ein Zom now have no Gol Adam, so on what basis are they going to be omeid but also suffer? That's the kasha of Rav Isser Zalman Meltzer. Now you could say, you won't have a makor for this, really, but you could say, okay, maybe Beis Din will assign a new shliach, and that's assuming that the Gol Adam was a shliach Beis Din, and Beis Din will assign a new shliach to keep the Ein Zom in Ir Miklat. That's a chiddush, and I would like to go in a different direction. In order to appreciate, and I'm going to share two ideas which I think are both meaningful. The second idea I think is even more exciting, but two exciting ideas. So you take a look quickly at the Mishnah at the end of Yud Aleph Mabez. You'll get to it in Bekiyas. The Mishnah says as follows. Rotzeach sheyotza chutz l'tchum. If Rotzeach leaves the tchum of the Ir Miklat, umatza'o goel adam, and the goel adam finds him, Rav Yosef leave omer mitzvah b'yad goel adam, reshus b'yad kol adam. Rabbi Akiva omer reshus b'yad kol adam, b'yad goel adam, v'chol adam chayav in alav. So according to Rav Yosef, there's a mitzvah on the goel adam, and everyone else has a reshus. And according to Rabbi Akiva, it's reshus for the goel adam. What does reshus mean? So I would formulate reshus. Reshus, what the marv? What's marv? It's a reshus. Does that mean marv is optional? I would argue the word reshus in Chazal, and you can take a look at the Mishnah Masechas Beitz Daf Lamed Vav, which I think corroborates this. Reshus means it is what I would call desirable thing to do. Maybe not a mitzvah chiyuvis, what we might call a mitzvah kiyumis. It's desire. The goal Adam should kill him, but it's not a mitzvah chiyuvis, according to Rabbi Akiva. And call Adam, others are chayavnov. What does chayavnov mean? If they kill him, what's going to happen? They get killed. They're roadskin. They have no resource to kill, and therefore they're roadskin. The Kol Adam who has a resource to kill, when Rav Akiva is not a roadseach, because he has a resource to kill. That's our girsa of the Mishnah. But if you look at the Masoros HaShas, there's an alternative girsa in the Mishnah. What's the alternative girsa of the Mishnah? Is Rishus Biyad Kol Adam, V'chol Adam, Im Chayavin Alof. And others are not Chayav if they kill him. Are they allowed to kill him? No. They're not allowed to kill him. But if they kill him, they're not going to be Chayav for killing him, whereas the Kol Adam is allowed to kill him. Whose Girsa is Ein Chayavin Alof? The Rambam has that Girsa. And in light of that girsa, comes along Rav Akiva Eger. And Rav Akiva Eger quotes the following shaila, a very interesting shaila. And it goes like this.
Could you read that Rambam?
I will be able to read that Rambam.
I thought I had the Rambam.
I didn't bring the Rambam. I swore I brought it. The Rambam writes, five... Rotzeach b'shkoga shahargo gol adam chutz letzchum imiklato potter. A rotzeach b'shoga who gets killed by the gol adam is potter. Meaning the gol adam is potter. Shnemar velo ein mishpat moves. Who's velo? The gol adam has no mishpat moves. Echad ahargo baderek kol mishnik nazir miklato or shahargo b'chazir aso im hashem shashomer aso. And nichnas le'ir miklato, the rotzeach went into the ir miklato. V'yatzah chutz l'tchum, and he went out b'zadon, harei zeh hitir atzmo l'misa, u'reshus l'gol adam l'hargo, v'im hargo kol adam, ein chayav n'alav shneemar, ein lo dam. So how is the Rambam paskening? Like Rabbi Akiva, with which girsa? Ein chayav. The Gola, when we send the Rotzeach to back to Golas, there are two Rabbanim that are shomer him, that are watching him to make sure the Gola Adam doesn't whack him along the way. Okay.
So saying once the guy leaves, then once he's in there and comes out, it's only Rishus?
It's a Rishus to the Gola Adam, right. And others are Ein Chayav Nalov. Okay, now, watch this. Says Rabbi Kiveger, there's a Psak of the Rambam. In Hilchos Rotzeach, Perek Aleph Halacha Yudgim. A person's chasing after someone else to kill him. Harodev Achar Chaveiro Lahargo. Okay, Reuben's running after Shimon to kill him. And Levi is watching the scene. And Levi can prevent it. He's got a gun. In one of two ways. He can shoot Reuben in the heart, or he can shoot him in the legs. And what does he do? He shoots him in the heart. So the Gemara says clearly, if you could save a guy be'echad me'evarov, and instead you actually kill him, so the Gemara says you're not allowed to do that. You have to shoot him in the legs, not in the heart. And the Rambam brings this halacha down, and he says, the person who killed him be'echad me'evarov v'itzil b'nefesh al rodev chayav misa. He's chayv misa, aval ein bezin me misnosa. He's chayv misa, he did the wrong thing, but bezin does not kill him. And then, says the Torah, why not? I don't understand. Why doesn't bezin kill him? If he's chayv misa, bezin should kill him. So comes along Rabbi Kiveger and says, this is the Rambam l'shitase. Because the Rambam assumes the following. He quotes our Rambam and our Sukkah. And he says as follows. The Rambam Pasna Rabbi Akiva with the girsa of Ein Chayavin Aleha, which means as follows. Listen carefully. Is the Goel Hadam allowed to kill the guy?
Yes.
Is the Goel Hadam allowed to kill the Rotzei B'Shogeg?
Yeah.
The answer is yes. If the Goel Adam is allowed to kill the Rotzei B'Shogeg, that means that the Rotzeach B'Shogeg, Al Pidin, is what we call in Lashon HaGemara Gavra Ketila. What young people like you say, dead man walking. Meaning what? Once someone has a heter to kill him, he has forfeited. He's not fully a... He's a Gavra Ketila. He is subject to death.
Is that even before
he... And once he is subject to death, then anyone else who kills him is not killing what I'll call an Adam Shalim, is killing a Gavra Ketila. And if you kill a Gavra Ketila, are you allowed to kill a Gavra Ketila?
No.
No. But is it Chayv Misa? The answer is no. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, that's the pshat in our Rambam. That's the pshat in our Rambam. Why is it that it's Ein Chayavin Aleha? Because once the Gol Adam what? Has a heter to kill him. Then what? Then he's Gavra Ketila. And once he's Gavra Ketila, then anyone else Ein Chayavin Aleha. How does that help us? By Rodef? How does that help us by the Rodef case? Could Levi... Is Levi allowed to shoot him in the heart? Is Levi allowed to shoot him in the heart? The answer is no. But is someone allowed to shoot him in the heart? There is someone allowed to shoot him in the heart. The Nirdaf is allowed to shoot him in the heart. Kol haba lahargecha hashkein vahargo. If someone comes after you to kill you, you don't have to shoot him in the legs. You can shoot him where?
In the heart.
You can shoot him in the heart. So once he has a din roll date and someone is allowed to do what? Is allowed to kill him. He becomes Gavra Ketila, and anyone else who kills him is not Chayv Best. Does not have a Chayv Best. That is the position of Rabbi Akiva Eger. Does that help us at all? Does that help us at all? Edom Zom are put into Gullus. Is anyone keeping them in Gullus? Is anyone going to keep them in Gullus?
It depends how you
win. Is anyone going to keep them in Gullus? So the answer is there's no Gol Adam. If there's no Gol Adam, so then
is he
Gavra Ketila?
No.
Not really. Because no one can kill him. If no one's there to kill him.
Yeah.
So the Mela, what is the Ramban talking about? So the Grizz. Hagoyin Rav Yitzchak Zev Halevi Soloveitchik had a different way of learning this Rambam, and if you read the Rambam carefully, you'll see that the Grizz is correct. The Grizz is correct. He argues subtly, but he's arguing Rav Akiva Eger.
Is it the Brisk, right?
I gave you the Grizz.
I gave you the Grizz.
Take a look. We'll The Grizz is, he repeats himself a little bit, but basically, he suggests the following. I'm going to say it outside. I'll let you guys learn it inside tonight. I gave you the Grizz. Here, I have an extra copy if you want. It's kedai to see the Grizz inside, but I'm going to, in light of the Rambam, if you read the Rambam carefully, Rabosei, watch this. Why is it that if the Rambam says, if Rotzeg B'Shogeg leaves the Ir Miklat, why is it that anyone can kill him? Why is it because anyone can kill him? He says, "Urashus l'gol adam ahargo, the imhargo kol adam, ein chayav in alav." Does he stop there? Shene'emar, ein lo dam. Shene'emar. Ein lo dam. The Grizz is medayik. What did Rabbi Akiva Eger say? Does the Rotzei B'Shogeg have dam if he leaves Eir Mikla?
Yes.
No, he doesn't. Ein lo dam. Why ein lo dam if he leaves Eir Mikla? Because the Gol Adam can kill him. Harodev Acha Chavero Yesho ein lo dam. Ain lo dam. Why? Because the nirdaf can kill him. Once someone has a heter to kill him, memela ain't lo dam. That's Rav Akiva Eiger. Says the Ram, not exactly. Not exactly. It's not because of the gol hadam that ain't lo dam. It's a pasuk. Shene'emar. Shene'emar. Ain't lo dam. If a rotseach b'shoge leaves the ir miklat, the Torah says, the Rambam writes, hitir atzmo lemisa. Shende emar! Ein lo dam. There's a gzeres hakosif, a pasuk that says, you want to live, stay in your miklat. You leave your miklat, you have a din, not a mitzius of, oh, the goldam can kill you. You have a din of ein lo dam. Shene emar. In other words, within the psak of Rotzei B'Shogeg, there's two elements to the psag din of Rotzei B'Shogeg. One element of the psag din of Rotzei B'Shogeg is you better hightail it to where? You better run to your mikvah. But there's another element to the din, to the psak of Rotzei B'Shogeg. What's the other element to the psak of Rotzei B'Shogeg? Is you have a new status. What's your new status? If you're out of your miklat, ain't lo dam. Not because. What came first? What came first? The gol hadam can kill you, and therefore ain't lo dam? Or because ain't lo dam, that's why the gol hadam can kill you? So according to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, what came first? Gol hadam can kill you, memela, other people can kill you. No, says the Rambam. No. The reason that you can be killed is because you've a psak din of ein lo dam. Memela, anyone who kills you is not chai because ein lo dam. They killed a gavra katila. What's going to be your nafkamina? Your nafkamina is going to be a mzomer. Your nafkamina is going to be the Ramban. Says the Ramban, you need a pasuk. Why do you need a pasuk? Because yes, kasha zomam, the Rotzei B'Shogeg is an onesh. What's the onesh? The onesh is a status of ein lo dam. And if it's a status of ein lo dam, does the Eidim Zom have a gol adam? No. There's no gol adam. But what happens if they leave your miklat? They can get killed. By who? By anyone. Why? Because ein lo dam. What's the lush of the Ramban? Is that l'fichach hayev shalom shezei yiglav yamod but also suffik. They too will be standing in the same exact suffix as Rotzei B'Shogeg. What's that suffix emanating from? A formal psak of Ein Lo Dam. That's part of the psak din. That is the suggestion to understand the Ramban in light of the kash of Rav Yisrael Meltzer, and it emanates from the words of the Griz. If you take a look at the Griz carefully, you'll see he doesn't tie it into the Ramban, but he says this idea. One last point, please. There is a Ritva. It just says a little different, which I think is worth noting, just having in your back pocket. Is Golos a Kapara? The answer is no. It's not Kapara. What's the Kapara? Misas Kohen Gadol. The Misa Kohen Gadol, which will release him from Golos, that's your Kapara, in which case the Golos is an onesh, and when the Gemara speaks about kapara, it's not talking about the golas being the kapara, but the miskon gal is the kapara, which inheres, and that's an added idea of the ritva. Okay.